I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I honestly think the Pittsburgh Steelers have a real chance. I think they're going to win the division this year.
Oh, they're going to win the division?
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good team that has not had quarterback play halfway near as well as Aaron looked at the second half of last year. I think people are all the way out. I think people are wrong about where Aaron is. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are not the same quarterback. Russ is washed. He's got the moon ball and short throws, not even intermediate throws. More importantly, he can't move. Russ cannot move anymore, and that was such a big part of his game when you wanted to let Russ cook. Aaron showed that he could move in the second half of the season. And I think the idea of when they fired his OC, when they fired Robert Saleh, I think that was all a little short-sighted. I think Aaron ended up playing some of his best football in the last 3 years in the final 6 or 7 games of last year. I think now all of a sudden he's got, I think they've upgraded their running game a little bit. I think they do have a wide receiver that's more consistent in Metcalf and Pickens.
I like Metcalf. Good luck beating Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow consistently.
Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's not Joe Flacco.
It's 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, though. Like, there's still a difference between 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
Aaron, what's Joe's winning percent?
You're going to quarterback wins on this one?
How often has Joe won the last 2 years?
He was injured 2 years ago, and then last year that was a nine-win season with one of the worst defenses in the entire NFL.
Even when they got injured, he was a 500 quarterback that year. That team was 500 that year. So I don't think the Bengals are the big... Listen, Joe makes them dangerous. There's just no debate about this. To me, the division's between either Pittsburgh or Baltimore. Like, I don't even think it's that big of... Like, I honestly wonder if I'm couching the take a little bit saying this, because...
That's a hot take. There's no couching when you say the Steelers are going to win the division.
I think Cincinnati is going to be probably a 500 team, maybe a 10-win team,
I worry about Cincinnati's defense more than anything. Like, I mean, Burrow is going to be great. Jamar Chase is going to be great. They'll be fine. But, you know, instantly, even as good as Aaron Rodgers is, he's 41 years old. You are the third best quarterback in the division. And in my opinion, it's not even close.
Yeah, I do think it's close. I think Aaron Rodgers was a lot better than anyone wants. I think, and this is not saying you're doing this, I think we've all conflated our annoyance, our irritation, our absolute familiarity with what an egotistical guy he is, and maybe borderline narcissist if we're diagnosing things, which we don't have the power to do that. But get it. I'd like Aaron the person can really annoy me. Aaron the football player can still do it.
Also, it's not like we see people enter with Mike Tomlin and then all of a sudden come out better than they were previously. And there we have a laundry list of quarterbacks post Big Ben that just don't know what they're doing under center while Mike Tomlin was in charge.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is better than any quarterback they've had, right, even including 2020 Big Ben, who was washed as washed can be.
Will Mike Tomlin actually change? Will he be different than what his offenses have been in the previous 4 or 5 years, where it's just built built around a run game. And when you look at how they attempt to pass the ball, it's just nothing close to what you would see a typical functioning offense do.
I think the offense has changed. I think Arthur Smith runs the style of, and it's, I hate to call it this because this doesn't mean anything anymore, but it is West Coast offense. And I'd be pretty surprised if they don't pass the ball more this next year with Aaron Rodgers than they did with Russ,
who, I mean,
just
they need
from
to.
An arm perspective, looks cooked. I don't know if anybody watched those last five, six. There's nothing about Aaron's arm that looks cooked. It's not what it was when he was 10 years ago. Yeah, no bleep, he's 41. But I think for the Browns, your path to whatever the Browns think the best version of themselves are just got a little tougher because those two divisional games just got a little tougher. But I think where the...
We could have beat Mason Rudolph two games.
I think who's really going to feel the pinch is going to be definitely Cincinnati, and I think Baltimore too. I think Baltimore's been mostly unchallenged. Like, there's not been a real team the last couple years that was on... They might have been within two wins. They might have been within earshot record-wise, but there's not really been a team that has been able to push Baltimore the last couple years. It's going to happen with this. As long as they get out of the way with the T.J. Watt thing... This is the situation where I think Aaron can step right in, and I think Aaron can do quite well.
So what this tells me is that Mike Tomlin has taken his job security, and he really does believe that he's on thin ice. I don't know that he makes this move, even though, again, they've always had the googly eyes for each other. I don't know that he makes this move if he feels as secure about his job as maybe he did even just a couple years ago. I think this is the type of move that you make when you realize if you throw Mason Rudolph out there, you're not going to do anything as far as this season is concerned.
What else were they going to do, though? I think, like, so to me, like, I still thought Aaron would have been...
I mean, he's played Mason Rudolph before. It's not like he's, like, tempted to do so.
Mason Rudolph is unplayable.
I know that. You know that. Mike Tomlin hasn't known that.
I think he knows that. That's why he moved on from Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett 2 years ago, no?
He brought him back, but even still, he played Mason Rudolph to be a backup. He played Mason Rudolph. Like, I think this tells me that Mike Tomlin, he's going to deal with all the headaches. He's going to deal with all the nonsense around Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to hope that he has a chance. Even within that, by the way, it's not as if I'm all of a sudden saying the Steelers are some deep postseason threat. So I think it's still going to have to perform.
Ooh. All right, I'm gonna one up the hot take. If my take of the Steelers are gonna win the division, I'm going to give you an even more elaborate take. I'm gonna take one step further.
Okay,
even if they don't win the division, they're gonna get their first playoff win since T.J. Watt was in diapers in NFL parlance.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go deeper than that.
Like, this is, you gotta understand. Like, Aaron is, look at who Aaron's been in the postseason. I just think it's so easy to dismiss where he is because it's, you know, year two coming off the Achilles, because he's 41 going on 42,
yeah,
because he's a chotch. I understand all of that, but I think when it comes down to it, if you cut on that film, and again, like, Aaron was really good in the second half of that season,
mm-hmm,
with no head coach, no offensive coordinator, or with interims in that spot, knowing his time in New York was over.
Right.
So guys were giving up. He was clearly having some sort of weird feud with Garrett Wilson that I don't think anybody really still understands. That offensive line had fallen apart. That's why they spent this offseason trying to fix it. The defense was pretty good, but this defense is better than that defense. Like, I think
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The context for everything we've said about the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers, I think the context in Pittsburgh is so much better than it was in New York. And I think even if you don't like Aaron Rodgers, even if you think he might be a little cooked, I think after seeing if that version of Russ can do that last year, there's no reason Aaron can't be 10% better than what they had last year.
Even within that, Russ still lost the remaining five games to close out the season. Like, it's not as if Russ was lighting up the world. I don't know that it's going to go nearly as good as you think it is, but we just see it a little bit differently. Like, welcome to the AFC. There's a million really, really good quarterbacks.
Oh, by the way, he's been in the AFC.
Well, that's fair, yeah, with the Jets. But still, like this is part of this, though. Like,
welcome to the AFC North.
Well, welcome to the AFC, the part if you're trying to go, like, deep playoff runs. We haven't seen him in the postseason since he's been in the Jets. And it's like, it doesn't. You still have Allen, you still have Mahomes, you still have Lamar, you still have Burrow, you still have Herbert, you still, like, it's just, it's so deep and talented right now that a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, it's just, it's going to be a big burden.
I don't think at all. No, I think the pieces around are going to make it a little easier. I also think he's the guy that can turn Freiermuth into a tight end that actually puts up numbers commensurate with his talent. Although that might be something Arthur Smith wanted, you know, hey, Freiermuth's really athletic and a really well-rounded player. Maybe get him involved. Just thinking out loud here. Yeah, I think it takes the burden off the run game. I think having even if he's just incrementally better than what they've had, I think that's miles. I mean, I think they are the atypical team. Like, if you want to point to if for the Browns to hope this year, right?
Yeah.
What's the thing? Well, if we can just survive without a quarterback, if we can just quarterback proof it. The Steelers have quarterback proofed their situation the last 5 years, and the best quarterback that. Compared to the other guys they've had, just walked in the door. 216-474-0092. Aaron Rodgers has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Finally, the national media can go on vacation because Aaron Rodgers is going to Pittsburgh. What does this mean for the AFC North? Thomas in Shaker. What's shaking, Thomas?
What's shaking is you crazy, Nick. Come on. You're gonna say the Steelers are going to win a division? I mean, by the way, I love you, Nick.
I love you, Nick.
I just want to make sure we're just all joking here. But you're crazy, sir. You are crazy.
I've had crazier takes than this. I once said Ken Griffey Jr. wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, sir.
Look, you got Joe Burrow
That's
and Lamar
one.
Jackson in the division, and we're afraid of 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers coming off of Achilles tear? Nah, dude. I'm sorry. Ooh, Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I want you to call back in after the first Browns Steelers game when Aaron puts up 300 on your ass.
We're not the litmus test here for Aaron Rodgers. He's supposed to beat us.
Thomas just basically went, ooh, Aaron Rodgers. I want you to call back in after he lights his ass up.
He's doing the Ernie McCracken and Kingpin. I get it. No.
They're probably going to make the playoffs, and they're probably going to win like 8-9 games, 9-10 games, squeak in because Mike Tomlin knows black magic, but he's going to get to the playoffs. He's going to get exposed.
By the way, that's the softest take. I think you've got the most flaccid take here. Oh, they're going to win 8 or 9 games. Yeah, what a real stretch, Thomas.
They might win 10, 11 even, but they're not going to win a division.
How many more can I get out of you if I just keep prodding you? Can I get 12 or 13?
Thomas is calling it how he sees it.
They're winning more than 11. They'll win 10 games. They'll probably win like 10 games.
Well, you just said 8 or 9, Thomas. You just said 8 or 9.
Listen, they could win 7, 8, 9, 10, or 11 games.
Maybe 12 or 13.
Could be 12, could be 6.
Might be 14, 15.
Yeah.
Thomas, I'm with you. I don't think they're a deep postseason team in the slightest bit. It's going to be – it'll be interesting. We'll put it that way.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you, Thomas. I'm trying to do this. This is a PSA I'm doing for everyone. Because I'm preparing you. Like Mary Kay said the other day, the Browns are, you know, they're preparing the Browns fans that Deshaun could play a part in this thing. I'm preparing you. If you think you're annoyed about Aaron Rodgers now, wait till the Steelers are a playoff team. Wait till they're leading this division. And wait till he's got about 4,300 yards passing in December. And then understand, like,
he's going to have 4,300 yards passing.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to burn so many booties. This is where this season does kind of scare me a little bit, because the Browns could be really, really bad, and Aaron Rodgers going there this could be the glow up that both need to again, the bar's low. The bar is, first for the Steelers speaking, it's not win a championship this year. It is win 11, 12, 13 games, compete for the division, and win a playoff game. That is totally attainable from where they were last year to this year.
Yeah, I just don't see a world where they're better than the Ravens right now. And I have a hard time thinking they'll beat the Bengals when it comes to the division, too. They're still third in my book in the AFC North, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't change that in the slightest bit to me.
216-474-0092. We got one believer, one non-believer. The question here is, what does Aaron Rodgers signing in Pittsburgh do for the AFC North? And maybe it's something we can get into. Does it change your outcome on your expectations for how likely the Browns are to maybe do better than the expectations? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.